We want to welcome everyone here once again.
喺我哋读圣经之前咧，希望你如果有手机啊或者传呼机，将佢熄咗佢吓。
Now before we begin by reading the words in scripture, I do request that you turn off your cell phones or your pagers or put it in a silent mode.
啊，而家就熄咗佢吓。啊，请我哋打开圣经啊，约翰福音第三章，我哋嚟读第一到第八节。
Let's first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第一到第八节。
Verses 1 through 8.
初嚟唔识卷好正常嘅，请隔篱个帮下你啊。
It's quite all right. It's quite normal. If you're unfamiliar with the Bible, not to be able to find it quickly. So we do ask that those who are sitting around our friends would help lend a helping hand.
好嗱，请听我哋读啊。
Please listen as I read.
啊，约翰福音第三章第一节。有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来作师傅的，因你所行的神迹，若没有人同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来么？耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去，凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Please listen as I read through this passage, beginning with verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, but no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I have said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from, and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
第十六节。
Going down to verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
我哋今朝圣经就读咁多。
We're in our scriptural reading here.
这里讲到有一件事情，有一个人法利赛人，一个在宗教里面的人，叫做尼哥底母，是犹太人的官来的，他现在半夜就来找耶稣了。
Here it tells us of a man who's identified as a Pharisee, a man with a religious background. So he is also a ruler of the Jews by the name of Nicodemus, who came to seek out Jesus Christ.
相信这个人有知识，有地位，又年轻又有学历啊。
We know that we can be assured that this individual is young, he has status, he is wealthy.
啊，佢夜晚嚟揾耶稣。
But he comes to find Jesus at night.
佢嚟称呼耶稣系师傅、夫子、老师。
And he addresses Jesus as rabbi or teacher.
啊，你所行嘅神迹咧，如果冇神同你一齐咧，冇人能够做嘅。
He says,If God is not with you, then the things that you do cannot be done.
咁究竟佢想要咩嘢咧
？What do you think he's after？
一个做官嘅有地位嘅嚟揾耶稣，一个冇名嘅小民，佢想要咩嘢咧
？Here was a ruler who has much status in the community, yet he comes to look for someone who is just an ordinary citizen who does not have much stature.
耶稣知道佢要咩嘢。
What does he want? Well, Jesus Christ knows what he wants.
耶稣告诉他, 我实实在在地告诉你。
Because Jesus answers him by saying, truly, truly, I say to you.
人如果不重生呢, 就不能够进入神的国。
That unless one is born again, one cannot enter the, or cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣知道这个尼哥底母, 这个人, 他想要进入神的国。
Jesus knew that this particular individual had a desire, and that desire was to enter into the kingdom of God.
神就告诉他必须的条件。
And now the stipulation is given.
就是说你必须要重生。
Which is, he must be born again.
我们要看你要问问题这个人这个尼哥底母。
Let's look at this individual who's making this request, this person Nicodemus.
其实在他的背景里面呢他有一些背景我认识一少少。
Now we know some of the background for this particular individual.
第一呢我们知道这个尼哥底母呢他心目里面呢他知道在这个世界上面有一位神是不
是 at the very least, we know that this individual in his heart of hearts recognizes that there exists a God in this world.
因为看见有神与耶稣同在。
He is able to see God, who is with Jesus.
第二点我看见这个尼哥底母呢他不以地上边的事情为满足的。
The second point we realize is that this person Nicodemus is not fully satisfied with the things of this world.
他一个心要追求人生的意义。
He had a desire to pursue after the meaning of life.
或者人活着是为了什么？
To say, why is it that we live?
所以他才会诸尊降贵来找耶稣。
It's only then, only if he has his heart, would he come essentially down to this level to seek out an ordinary teacher.
第三呢，他认识人是有灵魂的。
Thirdly, this individual Nicodemus must realize that there exists a spirit or a soul spirit for man.
并且这个灵魂呢，需要有一个归宿。
And the spirit must have its resting place.
所以他们要寻找更高的就是神的国。
And so therefore, he is pursuing for that which is on a higher ground, which is the kingdom of God.
第四点呢?
Now the fourth thing we can say,
就是他有一个寻求的心。
Is that he had a heart that searched.
虽然他有少少怕丑的夜晚来，但他还是来到神面前，来到寻求。
There is some timidity in him because he certainly comes after dark in order to find what he's looking for.
第五点呢就是虽然他有了这么多东西但在他来到找耶稣的时候呢他里面已经有了一个他以为是的答案。
But nevertheless, he has a heart to search. The fifth point that we can say about this individual is that even though he comes to Jesus Christ asking for a particular answer, he within his heart already had a preconceived answer.
他的答案就是藉着宗教来得到神的国。
And his preconceived answer is based on the fact that one must be religious in order to pursue after the kingdom of God.
因为他称呼耶稣做师父，而且并且他自己都是以色列人的先生，他以为藉着一些好的教导，一些好的行为，人就能够进到神的国的里边了。
He comes and addresses Jesus as rabbi or teacher, and he himself was a religious teacher. So he himself already had an idea if anyone was able to have a good morals and is able to do good things in their lives and they're a good person, then they would be able to achieve what he is after, which is the kingdom of God.
早上我愿意在这几点上面我们有一些的有一些的讲论哈。
So we would like to spend this morning's time to address some of these issues that have been highlighted.
其实世上边有神，这个是很显而易见的。
Now, the first point that there exists a God in this world is actually quite self-evident.
如果我们真的从这个繁忙的世界里边来推落来，安静我们的心，晚上来看下这个浩瀚的宇宙的时候呢，我们真的不能够说这个世界没有神。
If we would just quiet ourselves and sort of remove ourselves from the busyness of our day-to-day lives, sit back and just at nighttime, just look up to the skies and see the myriad stars that are hung from the sky, we have to come to a conclusion that there must exist a God.
科学家告诉我们，这个宇宙的星体是用着光速 向外嚟到飛去嘅。
The scientist tells us that there is a source of light that is emitted outward to the heaven.
呢個宇宙所有嘅 star 嗰啲嘅星球都係用光速向外嚟到膨脹發展飛去嘅。
All the stars and all the planets in this universe emit light.
佢自己就係用光速度嚟行嘅。
And it moves at the speed of light.
係啦。咁所以呢我哋個宇宙呢係不斷嚟到膨脹緊。
And so we realize that this universe is ever expanding.
喺呢個宇宙之外咁係咩嘢冇人知道。
What is beyond the universe? Well, no one's able to tell.
呢個宇宙有幾大會擴展到咩程度亦都冇人知道。
And what is the scope of this universe? How large is this universe? No one's able to tell.
呢個宇宙既然係咁樣嚟到每日向外面擴展佢僅有最初嗰一日嚟嘅。
If this universe as it exists now continues to expand outward, we have to conclude that there must have been a day of origin.
科學家話俾我聽，有個大爆炸，最初一個大爆炸，咁咧就爆炸出咗啲星體出嚟啦。
Scientists tell us that there is a theory to the origin of the universe, and that's the Big Bang theory.That all, in one particular moment in time, there was a bang and there's an explosion that cast out the various planets and stars to be aligned the way they are.
但我哋好自然亦都會問呢啲嘅物質喺邊度嚟嘅。
But very naturally, the follow-up question would be, where did all the matter come from to begin with?
而且呢個爆炸得咁有秩序嘅，呢個智慧喺邊度嚟嘅
？And this big bang that happened.If the end result was such an orderly universe, such an orderly world, how could it possibly be?
我哋睇下，如果我哋呢个地球离开嗰个太阳远一啲嘅时候咧，我哋今日咧都冻死晒啦，唔会有生命啦。
We know from scientific fact, if the Earth was located even a bit closer to the sun as it is as it rotates, then we would probably freeze to death. If the Earth was further away, we would freeze to death.
如果我们近一点太阳呢我们个个都变晒窿晒了。
If the Earth was situated a little bit closer to the sun, then we would all be toast.
所以我们看这个宇宙万物这个智慧我们没办法否认有神的存在。
So when we look at just the universe and the organization that is there, we cannot refute the fact thatA God must exist.
科學家牛頓大家都聽過佢嘅名啦，嗬。
Everyone has heard of Newton.
邊個牛頓有個傻傻地坐喺蘋果樹下邊，邊個蘋果跌一跌，跌咗變咗聰明嗰個嚇。
Who is Newton? We think of Newton as being some sort of a mindless individual, maybe sitting down in front of a tree, and all of a sudden, an apple falls on his head, and it makes him all wise and all knowing.
咁佢就咧上去。萬有引力定律就是這個大科學家牛頓他發現的。
And so in so doing, in the process of that apple falling on his head, he recognized the law of gravity. And so we attribute the law of gravity to have been discovered by Newton.
牛頓還有很多的發明我們不知道的。但其實牛頓是一個基督徒來的。很多人不知道。
Now Newton We attribute many other discoveries to Newton as well, some that are not as well known. But there's one thing that many people do not realize, and that is we want to welcome everyone here once again.
在我们读圣经之前呢希望你如果有手机或者传呼机将它熄了它、啊。
Now before we begin by reading the words in scripture, I do request that you turn off your cell phones or your pagers or put it in a silent mode.
现在就熄了它、啊。请我们打开圣经约翰福音第三章我们来读第一到第八节。
Let's first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第一到第八节。
Verses 1 through 8.
哎、初初嚟唔识卷好正常嘅，请隔篱个帮下你啊。
It's quite alright. It's quite normal. If you're unfamiliar with the Bible, not to be able to find it quickly. So we do ask that those who are sitting around our friends would help lend a helping hand.
好嗱，请听我哋读吓。
Please listen as I read。
约翰福音第三章第一节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来作师傅的，因你所行的神迹，若没有人同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来么？耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Please listen as I read through this passage, beginning with verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, but no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I have said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
第十六节。
Going down to verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
我们今朝圣经就读这么多。
We're in our scriptural reading here.
这里讲到一件事情，一个人，法利赛人，一个在宗教里面的人，叫做尼哥底母，是犹太人的官来的，他现在半夜就来找耶稣了。
Here it tells us of a man who's identified as a Pharisee, a man with a religious background. So he is also a ruler of the Jews by the name of Nicodemus who came to seek out Jesus Christ.
相信这个人有知识，有地位，又年轻，又有学历。
We know that we can be assured that this individual is young, he has status, he is wealthy.
他夜晚来找耶稣。
But he comes to find Jesus at night.
他要称呼耶稣是师父、夫子、老师。
And he addresses Jesus as rabbi or teacher.
你所行的神迹呢，如果没有神同你一起呢，没人能够做的。
He says, if God is not with you, then the things that you do cannot be done.
那究竟他想要什么呢？
What do you think he's after?
一个做官的有地位的来找耶稣，一个没名的小民，他想要什么呢？
Here was a ruler who has much status in the community, yet he comes to look for someone who is just an ordinary citizen who does not have much stature.
耶稣知道他要什么。
What does he want? Well, Jesus Christ knows what he wants.
耶稣告诉他，我实实在在地告诉你。
Because Jesus answers him by saying,Truly, truly, I say to you,
人如果不重生呢，就不能够进入神的国。
That unless one is born again, one cannot enter the or cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣知道这个尼哥底母这个人，他想要进入神的国。
Jesus knew that this particular individual had a desire, and that desire was to enter into the kingdom of God.
神就话俾你听必须嘅条件。
And now the stipulation is given.
就是说你必须要重生。
Which is, he must be born again.
我们要看你要问问题这个人，这个尼哥底母。
Let's look at this individual who's making this request, this person Nicodemus.
其实在他的背景里面，他有一些 背景我認識一少少。
Now we know some of the background for this particular individual.
第一咧，我哋知道呢個尼哥底母咧，佢心目裏邊咧，佢知道喺呢個世界上邊有一位神，係咪？
At the very least, we know that this individual, in his heart of hearts, recognizes that there exists a God in this world.
因為睇見有神與耶穌同在。
He is able to see God, who is with Jesus.
第二點，我睇見呢個尼哥底母咧，佢唔以地上邊嘅事情為滿足嘅。
The second point we realize is that this person Nicodemus is not fully satisfied with the things of this world.
佢一個心要追求人生嘅意義。
He had a desire to pursue after the meaning of life.
或者人活著係為咗咩嘢？
To say why is it that we live?
所以佢先至會諸尊降貴嚟揾耶穌。
It's only then, only if he has his heart, would he come essentially down to this level to seek out an ordinary teacher.
第三咧，佢係認識人係有靈魂嘅。
Thirdly, this individual Nicodemus must realize that there exists a spirit or a soul spirit for man.
並且呢個靈魂咧需要有一個歸宿。
And the spirit must have its resting place.
所以佢哋要尋找更高嘅就係神嘅國。
And so therefore, he is pursuing for that which is on a higher ground, which is the kingdom of God.
第四點呢?
Now the fourth thing we can say,
就是他有一個尋求的心。
Is that he had a heart that searched.
雖然他有少少怕醜的夜晚來，但他還是來到神面前，來到尋求。
There is some timidity in him, because he certainly comes after dark in order to find what he's looking for.
第五點呢?就是雖然他有了這麼多東西，但在他來到找耶穌的時候，他裡面已經有了一個他以為是的答案。
But nevertheless, he has a heart to search. The fifth point that we can say about this individual is that even though he comes to Jesus Christ asking for a particular answer, he within his heart already had a preconceived answer.
他的答案就是藉著宗教來得到神的國。
And his preconceived answer is based on the fact that one must be religious in order to pursue after the kingdom of God.
因為他稱呼耶穌做師傅，而且並且他自己都是以色列人的先生，他以為藉著一些好的教導，一些好的行為，人就能夠進到神的國裡面。
He comes and addresses Jesus as rabbi or teacher, and he himself was a religious teacher. So he himself already had an idea, if anyone was able to have a good morals and is able to do good things in their lives and they're a good person, then they would be able to achieve what he is after, which is the kingdom of God.
早上我願意在這幾點上面我們有一些的有啲嘅講論嚇。
So we would like to spend this morning's time to address some of these issues that have been highlighted.
其實世上邊有神呢個係好顯而易見嘅。
Now the first point that there exists a God in this world is actually quite self-evident.
如果我哋真係從呢個繁忙嘅世界裏邊嚟到退落嚟，安靜我哋心，晚上嚟睇下呢個浩瀚嘅宇宙嘅時候咧。我們真的不能夠說這個世界沒有神。
If we would just quiet ourselves and sort of remove ourselves from the busyness of our day-to-day lives, sit back and just at night time, just look up to the skies and see the myriad stars that are hung from the sky, we have to come to a conclusion that there must exist a God.
科學家告訴我們，這個宇宙的星體是用著光速向外來到飛去的。
The scientist tells us that there is a source of light that is emitted outward to the heavens.
这个宇宙所有的 star, 那些星球都是用光速向外来到膨胀发展飞去的。
All the stars and all the planets in this universe emit light.
它自己就是用光速度来行的。
And it moves at the speed of light.
是的。咁所以咧，我呢個宇宙咧係不斷嚟到膨脹緊。
And so we realize that this universe is ever expanding.
喺呢個宇宙之外，咁係咩嘢？冇人知道。
What is beyond the universe? Well, no one's able to tell.
呢個宇宙有幾大？會擴展到咩程度？亦都冇人知道。
And what is the scope of this universe? How large is this universe? No one's able to tell.
呢個宇宙既然係咁樣嚟到 每日向外面擴展，佢僅有最初嗰一日嚟嘅。
If this universe as it exists now continues to expand outward, we have to conclude that there must have been a day of origin.
科學家話俾我聽，有個大爆炸，最初一個大爆炸，咁咧就爆炸出咗啲星體出嚟啦。
Scientists tell us that there is a theory to the origin of the universe, and that's the Big Bang theory. That in one particular moment in time, there was a bang and there's an explosion that cast out the various planets and stars to be aligned the way they are.
但我哋好自然亦都會問呢啲嘅物質喺邊度嚟嘅。
But very naturally, the follow-up question would be, where did all the matter?Come from to begin with.
而且呢個爆炸得咁有秩序嘅，呢個智慧喺邊度嚟嘅
？And this big bang that happened, if the end result was such an orderly universe, such an orderly world, how could it possibly be?
我哋睇下，如果我哋呢個地球離開嗰個太陽遠一啲嘅時候咧，我哋今日咧都凍死曬啦，唔會有生命啦。
We know from scientific fact if the Earth was located even a bit closer to the Sun as it is as it rotates, then we would probably freeze to death. If the Earth was further away, we would freeze to death.
如果我哋近一啲太陽咧，我哋個個都變曬窿曬啦啊！
If the Earth was situated a little bit closer to the Sun, then we would all be toast.
咁所以我哋睇呢個宇宙萬物啦，呢個嘅智慧啊！我哋冇辦法否認有神嘅存在。
So when we look at just the universe and the organization that is there, we cannot refute the fact that a God must exist.
科學家牛頓大家都聽過佢嘅名啦，
Everyone has heard of Newton.
邊個牛頓能夠傻傻地坐喺蘋果樹下邊？邊個蘋果跌一跌跌咗變咗聰明嗰個嚇？
Who is Newton? We think of Newton as being some sort of a mindless individual maybe sitting down in front of a tree and all of a sudden an apple falls on his head and it makes him all wise and all knowing.
咁佢就咧想起萬有引力定律就係呢個大科學家牛頓佢發現嘅。
And so in so doing, in the process of that apple falling on his head, he recognized the law of gravity. And so we attribute the law of gravity to have been discovered by Newton.
牛頓仲有好多嘅發明，我哋唔知道啫。但咧，其實牛頓係一個基督徒嚟嘅，好多人唔知啊。
Now Newton we attribute many other discoveries to Newton as well. Some that are not as well known. But there's one thing that many people do not realize, and that is we want to welcome everyone here once again.
喺我哋讀聖經之前咧，希望你如果有手機啊，或者傳呼機，將佢熄咗佢嚇。
Now before we begin by reading the words in scripture, I do request that you turn off your cell phones or your pagers or put it in a silent mode.
而家就熄咗佢嚇。請我哋打開聖經約翰福音第三章，我哋嚟到讀第一到第八節。
Let's first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第一到第八节
Verses 1 through 8
初初来不识卷好正常的请大力哥帮我们
It's quite alright, it's quite normal if you're unfamiliar with the Bible not to be able to find it quickly so we do ask that those who are sitting around our friends would help lend a helping hand
好啦请听我们读
Please listen as I read.
约翰福音第三章第一节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来作师傅的，因你所行的神迹，若没有人同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来么？耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生， 你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是如此。
Please listen as I read through this passage, beginning with verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, but no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I have said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
第16节。
Going down to verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
我今朝圣经就读咁多。
Well, in our scriptural reading here,
这里讲到一件事情，一个人法利赛人，一个在宗教里面的人，叫做尼哥底母，是犹太人的官来的，他现在半夜就来找耶稣了。
Here it tells us of a man who is identified as a Pharisee, a man with a religious background. So he is also a ruler of the Jews by the name of Nicodemus who came to seek out Jesus Christ.
相信这个人有知识，有地位，又年轻，又有学历。
We know that we can be assured that this individual is young, he has status, he is wealthy.
他夜晚来找耶稣。
But he comes to find Jesus at night.
他来称呼耶稣是师父、夫子、老师。
And he addresses Jesus as rabbi or teacher.
你所行的神迹呢，如果没有神同你一起呢，没人能够做的。
He says, if God is not with you, then the things that you do cannot be done.
那究竟他想要什么呢？
What do you think he is after?
一个做官的有地位的来找耶稣，一个没名的小民，他想要什么呢？
Here was a ruler who has much status in the community, yet he comes to look for someone who is just an ordinary citizen who does not have much stature.
耶稣知道他要什么。
What does he want? Well, Jesus Christ knows what he wants.
耶稣告诉他，我实实在在地告诉你。
Because Jesus answers him by saying,Truly, truly, I say to you,
人如果不重生呢，就不能够进入神的国。
That unless one is born again, one cannot enter the, or cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣知道这个尼哥底母，这个人，他想要进入神的国。
Jesus knew that this particular individual had a desire, and that desire was to enter into the kingdom of God.
神就告诉他必须的条件。
And now the stipulation is given.
就是说你必须要重生。
Which is, he must be born again.
你要问问题这个人，这个尼哥底母。
Let's look at this individual who's making this request, this person Nicodemus.
其实在他的背景里面呢，他有一些背景我认识一点。
Now we know some of the background for this particular individual.
第一呢，我们知道这个尼哥底母呢，他的心目里面呢，他知道在这个世界上有一位神，是吧？
At the very least, we know that this individual, in his heart of hearts, recognizes that there exists a God in this world.
因为看见有神与耶稣同在。
He is able to see God who is with Jesus.
第二点，我看见这个尼哥底母呢，他不以地上边的事情为满足的。
The second point we realize is that this person Nicodemus is not fully satisfied with the things of this world.
他一个心要追求人生的意义。
He had a desire to pursue after the meaning of life.
或者人活着是为了什么？
To say, why is it that we live?
所以他才会诸尊降贵来找耶稣。
It's only then, only if he has his heart, would he come essentially down to this level to seek out an ordinary teacher.
第三呢，佢係認識人係有靈魂嘅。
Thirdly, this individual Nicodemus must realize that there exists a spirit or a soul spirit for man.
並且呢個靈魂呢需要有一個歸宿。
And the spirit must have its resting place.
所以佢哋要尋找更高嘅就係神嘅國。
And so therefore, he is pursuing for that which is on a higher ground, which is the kingdom of God.
第四點呢?
Now the fourth thing we can say
就係佢有一個尋求嘅心。
Is that he had a heart that searched.
雖然佢有少少怕醜，夜晚嚟，佢話係嚟到神面前，嚟到尋求。
There is some timidity in him because he certainly comes after dark in order to find what he's looking for.
第五點呢，就係雖然佢有咗咁多嘢，但喺佢嚟到揾耶穌嘅時候呢，佢裏邊已經有咗一個佢以為係嘅答案。
But nevertheless, he has a heart to search. The fifth point that we can say about this individual is that even though he comes to Jesus Christ asking for a particular answer, he within his heart already had a preconceived answer.
他的答案就是藉著宗教來得到神的國。
And his preconceived answer is based on the fact that one must be religious in order to pursue after the kingdom of God.
因為他稱呼耶穌做師傅，而且並且他自己都是以色列人的先生，他以為藉著一些好的教導，一些好的行為，人就能夠進到神的國裏邊了。
He comes and addresses Jesus as rabbi or teacher, and he himself was a religious teacher. So he himself already had an idea, if anyone was able to have a good morals and is able to do good things in their lives and they're a good person, then they would be able to achieve what he is after, which is the kingdom of God.
早上我願意在這幾點上面我們有些講論。
So we would like to spend this morning's time to address some of these issues that have been highlighted.
其實世上邊有神，呢個係好顯而易見嘅。
Now, the first point that there exists a God in this world is actually quite self-evident.
如果我哋真係從呢個繁忙嘅世界裏邊嚟到退落嚟，安靜我哋心，晚上嚟睇下呢個浩瀚嘅宇宙嘅時候咧，我哋真係唔能夠話呢個世界冇神。
If we would just quiet ourselves and sort of remove ourselves from the busyness of our day-to-day lives, sit back and just at nighttime, just look up to the skies and see the myriad stars that are hung from the sky, we have to come to a conclusion that there must exist a God.
科學家告訴我們，這個宇宙的星體是用著光速向外來飛去的。
The scientist tells us that there is a source of light that is emitted outward to the heavens.
這個宇宙所有的星球，那些星球都是用光速向外來膨脹、發展、飛去的。
All the stars and all the planets in this universe emit light.
它自己就是用光速，用光的速度來行的。
And it moves at the speed of light.
是的。 咁所以咧，我呢個宇宙咧係不斷嚟到膨脹緊。And
so we realize that this universe is ever expanding.
喺呢個宇宙之外，究竟係咩嘢？冇人知道。What
is beyond the universe? Well, no one's able to tell.
呢個宇宙有幾大？會擴展到咩程度？亦都冇人知道。And
what is the scope of this universe? How large is this universe? No one's able to tell.
呢個宇宙既然係咁樣樣嚟到每日向外嚟擴展，佢僅有。
If this universe, as it exists now, continues to expand outward, we have to conclude that there must have been a day of origin.
科學家告訴我，有一個大爆炸，最初有一個大爆炸，就爆炸出了星體出來了。
Scientists tell us that there is a theory to the origin of the universe, and that's the Big Bang Theory. That off, in one particular moment in time, there was a bang and there's an explosion that cast out the various planets and stars to be aligned the way they are.
但我哋好自然亦都會問呢啲嘅物質喺邊度嚟嘅。
But very naturally, the follow-up question would be, where did all the matter come from to begin with?
而且呢個爆炸得咁有秩序嘅，呢個智慧喺邊度嚟嘅？
And this big bang that happened, if the end result was such an orderly universe, such an orderly world, how could it possibly be?
我哋睇下，如果我哋呢个地球离开嗰个太阳远一啲嘅时候咧，我哋今日咧都冻死晒啦，唔会有生命啦。
We know from scientific fact, if the Earth was located even a bit closer to the sun as it is as it rotates, then we would probably freeze to death. If the Earth was further away, we would freeze to death.
如果我哋近一啲太阳咧，我哋个个都变晒窿晒啦啊！
If the Earth was situated a little bit closer to the sun, then we would all be toast.
所以我哋睇呢个宇宙万物啦，呢个嘅智慧啊，我哋冇办法否认有神嘅存在。
So when we look at just the universe and the organization that is there, we cannot refute the fact that a God must exist.
啊，科学家牛顿，大家都听过佢嘅名啦，啊。
Everyone has heard of Newton.
边个牛顿能够傻傻地坐喺苹果树下边？边个苹果跌一跌，跌咗变咗聪明嗰个吓？
Who is Newton? We think of Newton as being some sort of a mindless individual, maybe sitting down in front of a tree, and all of a sudden, an apple falls on his head, and it makes him all wise and all knowing.
咁佢就咧啊，想起。萬有引力定律就是呢個大科學家牛頓佢發現嘅。
And so in so doing, in the process of that apple falling on his head, he recognized the law of gravity. And so we attribute the law of gravity to have been discovered by Newton.
牛頓仲有好多嘅發明，我哋唔知道嘅啫。但咧，其實咧，牛頓係一個基督徒嚟嘅，好多人唔知啊。
Now Newton We attribute many other discoveries to Newton as well, some that are not as well known. But there's one thing that many people do not realize, and that is we want to welcome everyone here once again.
在我们读圣经之前呢，希望你如果有手机啊或者传呼机，将它熄咗佢哈。
Now before we begin by reading the words in scripture, I do request that you turn off your cell phones or your pagers or put it in a silent mode.
啊，而家就熄咗佢哈。请我哋打开圣经约翰福音第三章，我哋嚟到读第一到第八节。
Let's first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第一到第八节。
Verses 1 through 8.
初初嚟唔識卷好正常嘅，請隔離個幫下你啊。
It's quite all right. It's quite normal. If you're unfamiliar with the Bible, not to be able to find it quickly. So we do ask that those who are sitting around our friends would help lend a helping hand.
好嗱，請聽我哋讀啊。
Please listen as I read.
約翰福音第三章第一節，有一個法利賽人名叫尼哥底母，是猶太人的官。這人夜裏來見耶穌，說：拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来作师傅的，因你所行的神迹若没有人同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来么？耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Please listen as I read through this passage, beginning with verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, but no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I have said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
第16节.
Going down to verse 16.
神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的, 不至灭亡, 反得永生.
Verse 16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life.
我们今早圣经就读这么多。
We're in our scriptural reading here.
这里讲到有一件事情, 有一个人, 法利赛人, 一个在宗教里面的人, 叫做尼哥底母, 是犹太人的官来的, 他现在半夜就来找耶稣了。
Here it tells us of a man who's identified as a Pharisee, a man with a religious background. So he is also a ruler of the Jews by the name of Nicodemus who came to seek out Jesus Christ.
相信这个人有知识, 有地位, 又年轻, 又有学历,
We know that we can be assured that this individual is young, he has status, he is wealthy.
他夜晚来找耶稣。
But he comes to find Jesus at night.
他要称呼耶稣是师父、夫子、老师。
And he addresses Jesus as rabbi or teacher.
你所行的神迹,如果没有神和你一起,没有人能够做的。
He says, if God is not with you, then the things that you do cannot be done.
究竟他想要什么呢?
What do you think he is after?
一个做官的,有地位的,来找耶稣,一个没名的小民,他想要什么呢?
Here was a ruler who has much status in the community, yet he comes to look for someone who is just an ordinary citizen, who does not have much stature.
耶稣知道他要什么?
What does he want? Well, Jesus Christ knows what he wants.
耶稣告诉他,我实实在在地告诉你。
Because Jesus answers him by saying, Truly, truly, I say to you,
人如果不重生呢,
that unless one is born again, one cannot enter the, or cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣知道这个尼哥底母, 这个人,
Jesus knew that this particular individual had a desire, and that desire was to enter into the kingdom of God.
神就告诉他必须的条件。
And now the stipulation is given.
就是说你必须要重生。
Which is, he must be born again.
你要问问题这个人,这个尼哥底母。
Let's look at this individual who's making this request. This person, Nicodemus.
其实在他的背景里面,他有一些背景我认识一点点。
Now we know some of the background for this particular individual.
第一,我们知道这个尼哥底母,他心目里面呢, 他知道在这个世界上有一位神, 是不是?
At the very least, we know that this individual, in his heart of hearts, recognizes that there exists a God in this world.
因为看见有神与耶稣同在,
he is able to see God who is with Jesus.
第二点,我看见这个尼哥底母呢, 他不以地上的事情为满足的。
The second point we realize is that this person Nicodemus is not fully satisfied with the things of this world. He had a desire to pursue after the meaning of life. To say, why is it that we live? It's only then, only if he has his heart, would he come essentially down to this level to seek out an ordinary teacher.
第三呢,他认识人是有灵魂的。
Thirdly, this individual Nicodemus must realize that there exists a spirit or a soul spirit for man.
并且这个灵魂呢,需要有一个归宿。
And the spirit must have its resting place.
所以他要寻找更高的,就是神的国。
And so therefore, he is pursuing for that which is on a higher ground, which is the kingdom of God.
第四点呢?
Now the fourth thing we can say,
就是他有一个寻求的心,
is that he had a heart that searched.
虽然他有一点怕丑,夜晚来,他说是来到神面前,来到寻求。
There is some timidity in him, because he certainly comes after dark, in order to find what he's looking for.
第五点呢, 就是, 虽然他有了这么多东西，但在他来到找耶稣的时候，他里面已经有了一个他以为是的答案。
But nevertheless, he has a heart to search. The fifth point that we can say about this individual is that even though he comes to Jesus Christ asking for a particular answer, he within his heart already had a preconceived answer.
他的答案就是藉着宗教来得到神的国。
And his preconceived answer is based on the fact that one must be religious in order to pursue after the kingdom of God.
因为他称呼耶稣做师父，而且并且他自己都是以色列人的先生，他以为藉着一些好的教导，一些好的行为，人就能够进到神的国里面了。
He comes and addresses Jesus as rabbi or teacher, and he himself was a religious teacher. So he himself already had an idea, if anyone was able to have a good morals and is able to do good things in their lives and they're a good person, then they would be able to achieve what he is after, which is the kingdom of God.
早上我愿意在这几点上面，我们有一些的有啲嘅講論嚇。
So we would like to spend this morning's time to address some of these issues that have been highlighted.
其實世上邊有神呢個係好顯而易見嘅。
Now the first point that there exists a God in this world is actually quite self-evident.
如果我哋真係從呢個繁忙嘅世界裏邊嚟到退落嚟，安靜我哋心，晚上嚟睇下呢個浩瀚嘅宇宙嘅時候咧。我们真的不能够说这个世界没有神。
If we would just quiet ourselves and sort of remove ourselves from the busyness of our day-to-day lives, sit back and just at night time, just look up to the skies and see the myriad stars that are hung from the sky, we have to come to a conclusion that there must exist a God.
科学家告诉我们，这个宇宙的星体是用着光速向外来飞去的。
The scientist tells us that there is a source of light that is emitted outward to the heaven.
这个宇宙所有的 star, 那些星球都是用光速向外来膨胀发展飞去的。
All the stars and all the planets in this universe emit light.
它自己就是用光速度来走的。
And it moves at the speed of light.
是的。咁所以呢，我呢个宇宙呢係不断嚟到膨胀緊。
And so we realize that this universe is ever expanding.
喺呢个宇宙之外咁係咩嘢冇人知道。
What is beyond the universe? Well, no one's able to tell.
呢个宇宙有几大，会扩展到咩程度亦都冇人知道。
And what is the scope of this universe? How large is this universe? No one's able to tell.
呢个宇宙既然係咁样嚟到每日向外面扩展，佢仅有最初嗰一日嚟嘅。
If this universe as it exists now continues to expand outward, we have to conclude that there must have been a day of origin.
科学家话俾我听，有个大爆炸，最初一个大爆炸，咁咧就爆炸出咗啲星体出嚟啦。
Scientists tell us that there is a theory to the origin of the universe, and that's the Big Bang theory.That in one particular moment in time, there was a bang and there was an explosion that cast out the various planets and stars to be aligned the way they are.
但我哋好自然亦都会问呢啲嘅物质喺边度嚟嘅。
But very naturally, the follow-up question would be, where did all the matter come from to begin with?
并且呢个爆炸得咁有秩序嘅，呢个智慧喺边度嚟嘅
？And this big bang that happened.If the end result was such an orderly universe, such an orderly world, how could it possibly be?
我哋睇下，如果我哋呢个地球离开嗰个太阳远一啲嘅时候咧，我哋今日咧都冻死晒啦，唔会有生命啦。
We know from scientific fact, if the Earth was located even a bit closer to the sun as it is as it rotates, then we would probably freeze to death. If the Earth was further away, we would freeze to death.
如果我们近一点太阳呢，我们个个都变晒窿晒了。
If the Earth was situated a little bit closer to the sun, then we would all be toast.
所以我们看这个宇宙万物，这个智慧，我们没办法否认有神的存在。
So when we look at just the universe and the organization that is there, we cannot refute the fact that a God must exist.
科學家牛頓大家都聽過佢嘅名啦，
Everyone has heard of Newton.
邊個牛頓有個傻傻地坐喺蘋果樹下邊，邊個蘋果跌一跌跌咗變咗聰明嗰個嚇？
Who is Newton? We think of Newton as being some sort of a mindless individual, maybe sitting down in front of a tree, and all of a sudden, an apple falls on his head, and it makes him all wise and all knowing.
咁佢就咧想起萬有引力定律，就係呢個大科學家牛頓佢發現嘅。
And so in so doing, in the process of that apple falling on his head, he recognized the law of gravity. And so we attribute the law of gravity to have been discovered by Newton.
牛頓仲有好多嘅發明，我哋唔知道啫。但咧，其實牛頓係一個基督徒嚟嘅，好多人唔知啊。
Now Newton we attribute many other discoveries to Newton as well, some that are not as well known. But there's one thing that many people do not realize, and that is